Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sarthak Metals Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Shah, Vice President and part of the promoter group of Sarthak Metals. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Hello. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Thank you all for joining this call. I hope you all have went through our financial outcome for the quarter four and financial year 2023. Let me take you through our performance and way forward for us as a company. We clocked the revenue of about 81 crores in quarter four in comparison to 92 crores in the previous quarter. Our net profit stood at 5.8 crores against 7.55 crores in the previous quarter. That's a dip of about 12% in revenue on quarter-on-quarter basis, and net profit margin stood at 7% in comparison to 8% in the previous quarter. When compared year-on-year basis, there's a sharp decline in the revenue specifically. That's a lot due to realizations normalizing. On the volume side, the decline is mainly due to our focus on keeping our profitability intact by choosing to maintain our prices, which led to losing some orders. Also, we held the minimum inventory this whole year to deal efficiently with the lowering prices of our raw materials, resulting in lower volumes. Domestically, we still hold to be the market leaders in both our segments with a high rate of 85% of repetitive orders. Our quality and service has been remarkable, and the inflow of repeated orders prove our potential. Our key steelmaking customers are highly optimistic and constantly expanding their capacities, which puts us in a very exciting spot for the time ahead. Our exports this year have increased by about 13% in cold wire segment and by more than 100% in the aluminum wire segment. We plan to expand our global presence by tapping into new geographical regions and increase our customer base. Overall, for the financial year 2023, we managed to clock a total revenue of about 409 crores in comparison to 457 crores in financial year 2022. Our net profit was at all-time high of about 29.75 crores against 27.5 crores in financial year 2022. The company has announced a final dividend of rupee 1 per share, making the total dividend payout of 20%. Looking forward, we are very optimistic with the resilient Indian economy and the leadership in the steel sector, driven by the increasing infrastructure of our country. Looking at the global scenario, we strongly believe that the Indian steel is poised to show a strong growth in the years to come. Last year's chaos has led us to stronger supplier relationships, allowing us to source top-grade raw materials with an edge over our competition. We have a massive reputation to maintain when it comes to supply chain management, with our customers relying on us strongly for their requirements. Apart from that, we are always focused on strengthening our base by constantly looking for diversification opportunities. While at it, we have taken a step to venture into a new business segment of flux cold wire, which has applications in the advanced technological welding. It will be a whole new area for us to explore, and we are confident that this venture will make headlines for Sarthak Metals in the years to come. With that, now I would like to start the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical Investments PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to understand that in our fourth quarter numbers, the decline in realizations and volumes that has already happened year-on-year. So going forward on a quarterly run rate basis, you think that we can sustain 80 crore top line with approximately 10% margin?
Hello, Keshav sir. Good that you asked that question. So not just 80 crore. We believe that we'll see a jump. We'll see an increase in the volumes and also in the realizations. I believe that the prices of our raw materials and our final products have bottomed out. So yeah, it's quite optimistic from here onwards.
So if you could just give us some idea that what numbers should shareholders expect since our numbers have been all over the place? We have made peak revenue, quarterly revenue of around 147 crore in March 2022 quarter with around 12 crore of EBITDA, which has now come down to 80 crore with around 8 crore of EBITDA. So between these two extremes, what should one expect? Where would our numbers lie?
See, the last year's chaos was one of a kind. So that was bound to come to normalization. But apart from that, there's a constant growth. Sartan Metals as a company, we as a company have always jumped our revenue year-on-year basis. So we expect the same to happen in the coming years. We truly expect a double-digit growth from here.
Sir, double-digit growth in volume?
Yes, volumes. We're more focused. Realizations always tend to fluctuate, but the volumes are the ones which will help us in the way forward. And if you see, the realizations have come down significantly this year, but our volumes were quite good enough when compared to financial year 2021. So there obviously is a volume growth, and there always will be.
Sir, also just wanted to understand that in page number 13 of your investor presentation, sir, our cold wire volumes are lower in FY23 than even in FY19 by a significant number. So I mean, Indian steel production in FY23 was significantly higher than FY19. So that being the case, how come our volumes are below FY19 level?
So it's definitely growing competition. India is a growing country. There's competition, and that is bound to happen. The volumes will keep fluctuating, but we're here to treat our customers, and we are expecting a good growth in the coming years.
Okay, sir. And what's the outlook for our aluminum flipping coil division?
What about it?
So I mean, this double-digit volume growth is expected in that segment?
Definitely, definitely. So we've already expanded our capacity in aluminum. Last year, we were running at 100% capacity. We immediately expanded the capacity, and now we're very optimistic with that product in the steel application in India and across the globe because we believe it holds a great potential in the export market.
Sure. So for FY24, can we expect both our divisions to clock all-time high volume numbers?
We expect so.
Okay. That's great. I'll come back to the question too. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Acro. Sorry, from the line of Akhilesh Kumar from Acro Technologies. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking the call. Sagar, I want to know about the new diversification we are venturing into. What is that product, like say, in any you said that it is hardly produced in India. So who all are the producers and how margin can be expected here?
Hello. So the product that we're venturing into, yes, it is not we're among the first ones who are going to produce in India, and it holds huge potential because India is a growing country. There's huge, huge potential in the fabrication sector, and the product that we're venturing into, it is the most advanced technology in the welding sector. So we're excited. We're excited to see how it goes.
Okay.
Currently, we're among the first ones who are producing it here.
Okay, so it is not the same consumable product what Adore Welding is selling here or producing?
It is the same product, but we don't believe that Adore Welding is producing it here as of now.
Okay. So how you will be planning, like, say, when we can see the plant, like, say, functioning on the sample? You said that you will be producing on the trial basis, and timeline, I want to know.
Yeah. So the first phase of the plant should get commissioned approximately 3-4 months from here. And after that, we believe, like, seeing the response and how things unfold, we're very confident that we'll be able to expand, like, exponentially in a very short period of time.
Okay, so you don't require any, like, imported plant or machinery to start with? Because the
We do. The first phase of the plant is getting imported, but it is our forte. The product is our forte, and it is very similar to our current product. The technology is just advanced, and we have some very expert technicians in-house. So we as a company, if you like, we as a company, all the cold wire mills that we currently have in our plant, we are assembling them and manufacturing them in-house. And we strongly believe that this first phase, once it gets commissioned, we'll be able to crack the technology and manufacture the machinery in-house. So that will give us an edge to expand rapidly.
That sounds good, because I think other machineries also you are producing yourself.
Yes.
So what kind of margin is, like, say, projection, if you have any in that?
We're expecting double-digit margin. I don't want to give some like very specific numbers, but there are some very good margins. And apart from that, I would also like to add that we're very strategically located for this product, and we have some very existing, very good relations with some very big fabricators who are already using this product. So we're very confident that as soon as we start in this line, we'll get good response.
Okay, that sounds great. And what might be the CapEx plan for that?
CapEx will go around less than five crores.
Okay, that is reasonable. So you don't need any debt funding at all, right?
No, not at all.
So apart from that, any other plan for utilizing the cash or any other expense? That is the one.
Again, that's a very good point that you raised. So as a team, we are very, very enthusiastic, and we keep on looking for good opportunities. As a matter of fact, me, myself, being the second generation, I'm always on a lookout. We're eyeing infrastructure. We have a team of experts in the fabrication sector also, which is why this product clicked to us, so that we can, provide, we can supply to the fabricators. And also in future, if we find some value-added product in the fabrication side, we might even choose to put up a fabrication unit. Other than that, chemicals is another sector that we as a group are highly interested in. So that's about it. So, like, I just want to let you know that we are always on the lookout for opportunities.
Okay, great. That's it. Thanks a lot. I will come back
Thank
in the queue.
You.
I have a few more questions.
All right.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Jain from Galaxy International. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Since I'm new to the company, I just wanted to understand a little bit about the products, the flux cold wire and the aluminum coil. So the cold wires, what is the technical let's say, expertise required to make it, one? And second, how critical are they in steel manufacturing? And the third point is, who are the current competitors, given that the volumes have not grown over the last 4 years? So I just want to know who are the big competitors for us. Thank you.
All right. So the product, CodeWire, and we haven't yet started manufacturing flux CodeWire, but the current CodeWire portfolio that we have and aluminum wire holds a very critical stage in steel making. So these products help in the fine tuning of the steel just before the steel is casted into its final shape. So the manufacturing technicalities involved are it has to be moisture controlled. The alloys are highly complex, and with years of experience, we as a team have grown to understand that what particular grade of alloys will be used at what particular plant and what particular steel which is being made.
Mm-hmm.
So if also it is just one product, like just assuming like ferrotitanium CodeWire, that one product also has various types and various categories which are being catered to different steel plants. Some require higher titanium grade, some require lower titanium grade. In that same way, the whole of our CodeWire product is being catered to different plants for the different requirements.
Okay, fair enough. So who are our key competitors, sir?
Key competitors will be there's one, Arfin India, which is listed. They're holding the same product portfolio as us. And then there's the biggest competitor of ours is Minex Metallurgical.
Okay. So I just wanted to know, let's say, given the technical criticality for the product, so why our EBITDA margins are sub 10% or 10-12% kind of a range actually? So the competition is very fierce. It does sell like a commodity then. Is it the case?
Yes, it does. It does come under commodity. And also, most of these complex alloys are being imported from China. So that's where more work is needed. China controls the prices, and they're bound to control the prices in the coming years also, because they have a few technologies and their power prices are way too lower than India for us to produce those special alloys.
Okay, so we would be costlier as compared to China in terms of our manufacturing cost.
Could be, yeah, because the raw material is being sourced from China, most of it.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Keshav Gar from Counter Technical Investments PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have just one request. Sir, our performance is really great, and sir, we are in a good niche industry of consumables, and we are going in the right direction in expanding into adjacent category of welding consumables, which is the customer segment is also overlapping with our existing fabricators. So the request is that, sir, if you diversify into chemicals, which is a totally altogether different industry, so then the valuations of the company will fall, because so you see there are so many listed chemical companies. So if any shareholder wants to participate, he can just buy shares of those chemical companies. Sir, who will buy a share of a conglomerate which is into all kinds of different businesses? So such companies always trade at a discount, which are into various lines of business. So the request is to kindly focus on consumable business only, at least in this listed entity.
All right. Your point well noted, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. And sir, also, sir, if you could just tell us about what are our export prospects, and going forward, let's say in the next 3 to 5 years, what percentage of our exports, of our revenue can come from exports?
All right. So, good that you asked about export. We are very optimistic about the export market right now, at least seeing all the chaos in the West. We see India as a great substitute to export in those markets. So we are eyeing some very, very promising regions globally, and the results are showing up, especially aluminum, which is a very energy-intensive business, which is a very energy-intensive production process. So that is one area where we are highly optimistic, and we will try to move as much product as possible, and the results are already showing. Other than that, you asked about the proportion of our revenue. I'm assuming, let's say in the coming 2-3 years, more than 25% of our revenue will be from export market.
Sir, versus what would be export proportion last year?
Export proportion last year would be not more than 7-8%.
So in 3 years, you think we can reach this number?
Yes, very confidently.
So that's really great. Sir, we had some plans. We are contemplating backward integration into ferro alloys, which are our raw materials.
So yes.
Any clarity on that, whether it makes sense to do that or better to just import?
Sir, not as of now. As I mentioned in the previous question also, that the China has power costs way too lower than India, and if we do choose to go backward integration, we will not be able to compete with China. So that is where that whole project has taken a pause right now. But yes. At the same time, we have vigorously studied on going into backward integration, and the day India becomes that powerful and we are in that position where we can compete for these products directly with China, there's no question about it. We will be going into backward integration.
Sure. And sir, lastly, sir, if you could give us some idea about the market share that we enjoy in the domestic market in both of our divisions.
Both our division, more than 30%.
Okay, sir. So thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Akhilesh Kumar from Arpo Technologies. Please go ahead.
Sagar, you said that our realizations have been bottomed out. So can we expect the better say sales volume from this quarter itself, or it is still ahead?
We can expect from this quarter itself.
Okay. And the second one is, you said that the new product, that flux cord wire, it's
yes,
highly technically intensive. So any idea why it has not been tried by, say, earlier here in other companies?
It is a relatively very new technology, and it is now being adopted rapidly by the fabrication units here. So until now, as I said, it is a relatively new technology. So until now, the volumes of this product which were being imported were relatively small, which is why this product wasn't in the limelight. And now that this technology is being adopted rapidly, and the fabricators are seeing the potential and the benefits from this product, so now this product has come under limelight and we're among the first ones who have picked it up.
Okay, that sounds great. So what might be the currently import volume for that?
Current import volumes are more than 10,000 tons.
Yearly, right?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. So I think we are in a right direction. So hopefully, I think you will continue this conference call regularly onwards, now onwards.
We definitely will.
Okay, please do that, because that will help us like to connect with like your plans and like how you say things are going. That's it.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical Investments PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, in the December quarter of last year, in the investor presentation, it was mentioned that even though our volume went down, but we sold some high value added, high realization consumable. So that was the reason for increased profitability. I'm not sure whether it was second quarter or third quarter of last financial year. Going forward, sir, what is the scope for further value addition in our product portfolio? Are we doing whatever can be done, or is there still scope to increase our realization?
So we are doing what can be done. Being in this industry for more than two decades now, we know all the knowabouts of this industry and what the steel makers will require. Yes, we're always in touch with our customers. We have some very deep relations with our customers. So we do discuss what can benefit in steel making. And new alloys, I'm sure new alloys will come up, which will benefit and which will be more value added.
Sir, and any idea about the operating margins that you would like to give to your shareholders that would be our steady state operating margins? Will we be able to touch around 10% operating margins or EBITDA margins, or it would be lower going forward?
We don't believe it would be lower. We'll manage to keep it intact, 10% of operating margin. In fact, I would like to add that we are looking to increase our profit margin, because now we are in that position where Sartan Metals is being recognized very well by our customers, and we have that power to control the prices.
So that is very encouraging. And sir, our working capital is also very controlled. In fact, the working capital, actually, our inventories have reduced. In fact, they have approximately halved year on year. So is this the impact of realization coming down, or basically what I'm trying to understand, will our inventory again go up to around 30 crore levels, or is this 15 crore level sustainable?
So there's no denying that this sector is cyclical. And after the robust year of financial year 2022, the realizations had gone up significantly. So this year, I would say we specifically, focused on getting our inventories down to control the prices of our raw materials coming down, as I mentioned in my presentation also. And going forward, we believe that when the demand is good, we have no problem in increasing our inventory also. So because the inventory a lot of times has benefited us a lot. We have developed some very, very deep and good relations with our few of our very key customers, just because we are known. Sartan Metals is known for holding a good inventory. So that in the past has always benefited us, and we will continue to maintain that reputation.
So that is really great. Sir, thank you very much. And sir, just one more thing, sir. India has a ferroalloy industry, and people have captive power plants. So that helps them in the power cost also. Sir, so are none of the ferroalloy manufacturers like Matson Alloys, Nav Bharat, etc., nobody is manufacturing our own
these alloys? No, nobody is manufacturing these special alloys which are being consumed in the steel industry. No, in fact, we are our own sister company is the largest manufacturer in India, and second largest in the entire world for ferrotitanium. So the products which are being used in steel industry and can be manufactured in India, we're already doing it. And right now we're very well in that position that in going forward, if the prices of power come down significantly and if we are able to compete with China directly, we're just on the edge to start another plant for backward integration.
Sir, and lastly, sir, what percentage of the Indian demand is being catered from by Chinese imports in our flux cored wire and aluminum clipping coil?
Nothing in aluminum. Aluminum is totally local. In the cored wire segment, non-cored wires are being imported. Not cored wires are being imported, just the raw material, just the special complex alloys that are being filled in the cored wires, that is being imported from China, and that would be roughly more than 50%.
Okay, sir. So is there any threat that going forward, that since China already has got the raw material advantage, that they might start flooding the Indian market with their cored wires and clipping coils also, since the Chinese steel demand is also shaky?
I don't believe that would happen, given that our government is very much focused in Atmanirbhar scheme. So that is not poised to happen.
And sir, what kind of import duty, is there a significant import duty on these imports?
Yes, there is. Not on the raw material, because the raw material, there's no other alternative other than China. But the final product, cold wires, there's a significant amount of import duty.
Sir, approximately what would that be?
15%.
Okay, sir. And in aluminum clipping coil?
Aluminum, I'm not aware of what's the import duty on aluminum, but aluminum, India is a great manufacturer of aluminum. We have some big smelters here, so aluminum can't be imported. It's very well managed locally.
Right. Sir, thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akhilesh Kumar from Adpro Technologies. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Again, on the continuing the question, what we were discussing right now, you said that aluminum is the raw material for your aluminum clipping coils, right?
Yes.
That is the main. And then for cored wires?
Cored wires, there's a bunch of alloys. We hold a good product portfolio in the case of cored wire segment.
Okay. So that is, like, say again, I'm not getting that for cold wire.
I'll make it easy for you. So in the cold wire segment, there are a bunch of alloys, as I said. So few of those are like calcium-based alloys. Few are ferro-titanium, ferro-boron. So these are a few examples, out of which our own sister company is the largest producer of ferro-titanium.
Okay, which we consume here.
Yes.
Got it. So aluminum is the straightforward. We know, like, what is the raw material cost for you. So otherwise, this cold wire, we are not aware of. Got it.
Yes. So aluminum is very much public. The aluminum prices are very much public and very much controlled. So the profit at the profitability front also, aluminum comes under control.
Yeah, I got it. That is not restricted. That can be easily imported, and that is a big thing. But India exports as well. So that we can get it.
Sir, your voice is cracking.
Akhilesh, may I request you to come in a better reception area, please?
Oh, okay. I'll just try. Is it better, little?
Yeah.
Okay. So government has scrapped that export duty on steel last year, and so after that, it was supposed to have a good demand. And I think all the steel companies' production figures have been very good for the last quarter, March quarter. But still, we didn't see the volume growth in this quarter for our products, which were supposed to be consumed by them.
As I said, we purposely held a very low inventory. And secondly, the export duty, yes, the export duty has been scrapped by the government, and it happened mid-financial year. So the movement, the export orders for our customers will start coming in now. So that, which is why we are very optimistic for the coming years.
Okay. Okay, so deliberately you protected your margin by keeping the inventory low and not unnecessarily on the falling prices.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So this quarter onwards, like, we will be on the better, like, say, stable margin.
Yes.
Got it. That's it, and all the best for your next quarter.
Thank you.
And yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Shah for closing comments.
All right, thank you. So I want to thank everyone who joined and for the kind questions. I hope I was able to deliver appropriate responses. In the end, I just want to mention that we, as a company, take pride in our team full of innovators and hard workers. I want to thank everyone for showing trust in the company's journey from IPO to about six times growth till date. We are confident that the company will prove to be a consistent compounder. And thank you again. Have a good, productive week, everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Sarathak Metals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.